Scene 1A, take 2.
Towards the wind. Towards Witten. Towards rainfalls of thought. I am a delicate cogfrog leaping over brass lily pad clouds are held close to my memory, close to my heart. I pass with every terrific electrical change, and the trees and the flowers, every windswept moment.
Oi! Squash!
Captain, you idiot. Stop interrupting me creative time! Knuckles, trim off that foresail. Sheet's looking a little minty.
Oi, Captain.
What?
I said that's Captain, you idiot. What is it?
Situation up ahead, Captain.
What kind of situation?
See for yourself. Suppose I've got to tell you everything?
I'm your superior. What do you think?
You don't want to know what I think.
Howler, how am I supposed to carry on as the leader of this outfit if I can't get the respect I'm due? Well?
I was one of them opposed.
So?
So, I didn't vote for you.
Howler, that's not how this works.
Yeah? How's it work then?
Bloomin' worm, excuse of a... Howler, this is what was explained. You've been told all this before.
Here he goes.
In a democratically elected event, when the chosen party representatives...
Oh. You're going to get all political on me then, eh?
Now you listen. When the chosen party representative, that's me, here now, you see me, after being voted in by a majority, are finally brought into office like I am now, you are supposed to...
This isn't an office. It's a boat.
You are supposed to follow his instructions, regardless of whether you voted for him or not. I won the election. You do as I say. Do you understand?
What?
Oh, forget it! Toss me down the spyglass!
But it's me Christmas present from me mum!
Toss them down now, damn you, or it's 20 lashes!
What? 20? Why 20?
Are you funning with me now? 20! 10 for disrespecting my position, and the other 10 for disobeying my orders! And before I fire you and throw you off my ship at present altitude, I'll add on another 10 just for the bleeding hells of it!
Alright, here you go! I can see public office has already gone to your head, you tyrant. Goodness gracious.
Gods. Unbelievable. Do your cousin a favor and you sees what you get. Note to self. Never hire anyone on for family again.
What?
Nothing! Now shut it! Right. Let's see what we've got. Well, look here now. What is this? Something interesting now, isn't it, eh? Knuckles!
Oi, sir!
You tell that rusty old coot of a helmsman to skim the top of that cumulonimbus on our starboard and bring her to a full stop.
Yes, sir, Captain.
And then you grab those Stephen Morse bits and pieces and tell him to start dropping in the dry ice for the cloud-o-matic. We're gonna need some cover.
Oi, sir! Oi, out of the way, you lot! Special assignment, stand to!
Looks to me like we've got a bit of a melodrama playing out amongst the open skies. Well now, they're flying the same colours. What is this? The preamble to a small civil confrontation? Blimey, how original.
They don't look none too happy to see each other.
I know! Says the expert perceiver.
They's both on the same side.
I know! I was just saying that!
Yeah? When? When you was muttering to yourself like you do? When you're spouting all that jimble-jamble you thinks is poetry? God's help our aching ears!
You shut that worthless gob now, you rat-infested blighter! You don't have any idea what you were hearing!
Crumbs, he's a sensitive fella. Gonna be a long year with this one in office.
Sir, well to the helmsman is given, and we're on our way.
Good. Stand by for further action. And run me up the gossipers is. I want to hear all's they're saying.
As you say, sir. Can't help yourself, eh?
I bought some for a reason.